From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a message of support to the people of Texas and Louisiana suffering from historic rain and flooding from hurricane and now tropical storm Harvey.
We've pledged our full support as Texas and Louisiana battle and recover from this very devastating and historic storm. There's probably never been anything like this.
The president was sending the message of reassurance to people in the path of the storm, its massive rainfall and devastating floods. President Trump and the First Lady flew to Texas on Tuesday for a firsthand look at the flood-ravaged state. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is pledging to join with international partners to pressure North Korea to stop missile tests after a launch over the Japanese island of Hokkaido on the eve of her visit to Japan. May said Pyongyang's missile launch was reckless provocation.
We will continue to work with our international partners to put pressure on North Korea to stop these illegal tests. And of course, I will have the opportunity on my visit to Japan over the next few days to be discussing these issues with Prime Minister Abe.
The UN Security Council is currently holding an emergency session about the launch. A suicide bomber blew himself up at a bank close to the heavily protected U.S. embassy in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday. Five people were killed and another eight were injured in the blast. The bomber hit the entrance to a Kabul bank branch in the well-off area of Kabul close to the main diplomatic quarter. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. For additional updates delivered instantaneously, follow Voice of America on social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at a ceremony Monday evening in Barkan, a settlement in the northern West Bank.
Zohi nachlat avotenu, zohi arzenu.
He told the audience, "We have returned here for good. There will be no more uprooting of settlements in the land of Israel." Netanyahu's comments enraged the Palestinians and raised new questions about the slow start for U.S. peace efforts led by White House advisor Jared Kushner. The Palestinians seek all of the West Bank, along with East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip, for an independent state alongside Israel. Israel captured all three areas in the 1967 Mideast War, though it withdrew from Gaza in 2005. Kenya's Electoral Commission has defied a Supreme Court order to give the opposition access to its computer servers. Philip Alexio has the details.
Opposition coalition leader Raila Odinga has claimed that President Uhuru Kenyatta's win with 54% of the vote was fraudulent, saying hackers infiltrated the Electoral Commission's servers and manipulated results in Kenyatta's favor. The Supreme Court ordered the Electoral Commission to give the opposition read-only access to the servers and equipment that transmitted results from polling centers to tallying stations, but the commission has offered only the printed logs from its servers. Earlier on Tuesday, the lawyer for the Electoral Commission told the Supreme Court that the computer servers are in Europe and people there were asleep when access was requested. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Iran on Tuesday dismissed U.S. demands for the inspection of Iranian military sites by the U.N. nuclear watchdog, shrugging off a request by America's ambassador to the U.N. as only a dream. Miller Sega reports.
Iran's government spokesman says Iran will not accept any inspection of its sites and especially its military facilities. Last week, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said the United States wants inspections of Iranian military and non-military sites to determine its compliance with the landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. The deal saw Iran cap its nuclear activities in return for the lifting of crippling sanctions. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The UN Refugee Agency reports some 5,200 people have entered Bangladesh from Myanmar since late Thursday following an attack by Rohingya fighters against 30 police stations. The agency says thousands of people who fled fearing reprisals by the Myanmar military reportedly are stuck along the Myanmar side of the border. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says his agency cannot confirm those reports. This is the worst outbreak of violence in the Rakhine state since October. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.